But then when they brought Esther in from Atlanta, we all thought, boy, this is going to be great. She won't be sucked into all of this. And maybe we can get something done so that we could actually see projects finish.
Yes.
Instead of do this and then, oh no, we've changed our mind, redo it this way. Or we're not going to do that now, so let's start on this one. And so you never saw anything through. But Esther wasn't there a week before Deborah had her totally sucked in. I had never seen anything happen so fast with an intelligent woman in my whole life. Mm-hmm. Had her sucked in hook, line, and sinker.
So she'd lost her independence.
Totally.
Her perspective.
Everything.
And now Deborah was calling the tune, as she does with everyone anyway,
exactly.
Sooner or later,
and
believe.
Yeah, and giving Esther the false sense of security that she was in some sort of power and could make decisions.
Yes.
Right. So she would make decisions and then, of course, get called on it every time. It's just like Kathleen being dismissed. I had a signed document, which I asked Diane to get, that Esther signed off on Kathleen being gone on Sunday and Monday.
Days off, yeah.
And Esther authorized it. But yet, when Deborah found out about it, she threw a fit and fires Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're coming from your truth, Esther should have stood up and said, I authorized this. Mm-hmm. But she didn't have the chutzpah to do that.
No, she was afraid.
She was very afraid.
She was afraid.
Because she had been called on the carpet a number of times. She spent the last week that I was there in tears most every day because the masters were talking to her and she was just getting all this information and she just couldn't process it. Well, excuse me. Deborah was giving it to her over the phone from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So
Deborah does these, my experience and the experience of others is that Deborah does these things to humiliate people.
Absolutely.
To make them believe that they're not worthy in some way, which makes it easy for her to manipulate
mm-hmm.
them by basically knocking the stuffing out of them.
Right. Well, she kept calling me a victim, that I had to get over my victim scenario. Well, I've never considered myself a victim. I'm a survivor.
Sure.
But I'm not a victim.
She did it with everyone. I've seen Anne, who started at the same, just after I did,
mm-hmm.
Go from being a strong, confident businesswoman. I didn't see her towards the end, but I'm told she was basically a wreck.
Oh, she was. She